Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm John Buckley, attorney at law. If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. I'm here to help. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800 or visit my website now at the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com.
What you need to update your home for the holidays for less. Paint, lights, area rugs, and more. Because the Home Depot has new lower prices on over 1,000 items throughout the store. Step 3. Have a happy, happy holiday.
Prepare your home for the holidays and get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through November 12th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Joe Shirley, Dr. Daddio, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddio, the show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddio, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
I'm where my extensive knowledge of pop culture can no longer be considered worthless.
Want to win a new iPod Nano? Play State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited-time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
How to teach old Christmas lights a new trick. Step 1. Demand a 90% energy savings from your old lights. Step 2. Ignore their protests. Step 3. Go to the Home Depot this Saturday and Sunday only. Trade your old lights, working or not, for $3 off a strand of new LED lights that do use up to 90% less energy. Step 4. Think, hey, what a neat trick.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid November 8th to 9th in U.S. only. Limit 5 per customer. See store for details.
I want to grow up. Want to be a Toys R Us kid.
It's the Giant Toys R Us 2-day sale. Check out our lowest prices of the season with incredible doorbusters Friday 3 to 10 p.m. and Saturday 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. 40% off the Razor 8 aluminum folding scooter. Now only $19.79. 50% off cool video games, and 60% off the Spider-Man Sit and Spin. Hurry to Toys R Us, where kids are a big deal. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Don't you wanna be?
After the hour here on AM 760, the Progressive Talk, Breezy High today, 46, J. Marv along with you, and we're talking about just trying to have a public dialogue here without going nuts. You know what song I really want to hear? What's that song? Is it by Curtis Mayfield? Is it called Moving On Up? See if we have any Curtis Mayfield in there. All right, everybody just hang on a second. I got to go through this.
No, man.
Don't have any Curtis Mayfield?
Superfly, Freddy's dead.
That's it?
Yes, sir.
Burned to the in Lakewood. Derek, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, and it's Darren, not Derek. What's wrong with me?
This is Darren. Yes, sir.
Okay, you know what? I'm telling you, man, I'm foggy this morning. I really am.
Well, it sounds like you guys had a great time on Tuesday night. I was listening to you guys on the radio.
You know what? That whole thing got, like I said yesterday, that whole thing got really weird. I mean, we lost total control of what was going on, partially because we were just so incredibly, it's like you see something, but you go like.
It's hard to believe.
You say to yourself, is this really real? And then the people in the room started going berserk. I mean, they're running around, and they weren't drunk. They were running around screaming and yelling, and some people finally figured out, oh, there's Jay Marvin, and there's Mario. Let's go over and talk to him.
Yeah.
And so people started, like, crowding over there, and it was like, oh, man, we just had this weirdest time. And then there was this other drama going on, of which I'm not going to talk about, which was going on that was making things really kind of crazy. And it was nuts. So the end result is John and I are still, you know, we're still bushed out of the whole thing. And I don't mean that about the president. Anyway, go ahead.
Just on your topic real quickly, and then I've got one more point I'd like to make. But on your topic, I don't want you to go all NPR on us, you know. I think that you guys cultivate a great listening audience compared to conservative talk shows that tend to be a little bit more of a following audience. And I think that that's the big difference. So you got one vote for staying passionate and maybe even going a little overboard sometimes to get our point across. Because
well, I'm not talking about going all NPR. I'm not talking about that. First of all, I'm incapable of talking monotone. Okay,
so, I've noticed that.
Yeah, okay, I can't do that. I mean, I can't do like this is Corey Flintoff, NPR News. What's that guy's name? Castle.
Yeah.
It's been there forever and a day. What's his name? Castle. Mike Castle, Ron Castle, Bob Castle.
They all kind of sound the same.
Actually. Chewy Castle. Anyway, yeah, I can't do that. But on the other hand, right. Who wants to turn the radio on and hear somebody going, now listen, I'm going to tell you something. This is this country, and we can't, you know, who wants to? I mean, it's like, hey, dude, chill out. Calm down.
Yeah.
Let's be rational.
Yeah, and there is a time for that, and I think that Barack Obama, President Obama, is going to be a great facilitator for that type of, because his personality lends towards people gravitating towards him, whether they like to say it or not. He has that great ability that we have really not seen in this generation, I think, that he lends himself to bringing people together.
I agree.
You know, all across the board. But we also have to say that we have to keep fighting for our causes and voicing our opinion. And I'm not saying try to out-yell Rush Limbaugh, or I guess he doesn't really yell, he just makes buffoon statements, but to temper that other side and say, okay, well, you know, we have an outlet to say that we're going to go after the other side, because that's what politics has been for, you know, centuries.
Basically. Well, we ought to have exchange of ideas, but we don't have to bludgeon each other to death while we're doing it.
Yeah, if you look at the history of politics, you know, you can go back to Adams and Jefferson and their exchanges. They were vile exchanges.
Yeah, but they didn't call each other.
Adams came out towards Jefferson and called him an atheist, and that he was going to teach children all these vile things in school, and they went back and forth. It was pretty rough if you go back in the history of politics, and it's always been to a degree that way, and this came back from the presidents themselves. So it's not a new thing. It's just it's out there more, obviously, because of, you know, having more access to the media outlets that we have. So it's not a new thing, and it's not going to go away. But unfortunately, fortunately, we're looking at a president, I think, who can bring these two groups together and say, hey, you know, we got to work on this stuff.
Yeah, I just don't.
I can understand.
I just don't want each side. You know what? I don't want to say to somebody, and I don't want them to say to me, you're all American, you don't care about the country, blah, blah, blah. No, I just see things through a different lens, and let's see if we can, like, exchange this stuff and see if we can find some way to work together or at least have some kind of vigorous exchange without knowing that one of us is going to pull a gun and shoot the other one.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's, you know, that's happened in politics before, too. But, you know, we have to, you know, I'm not an unreasonable person by any means. I mean, I think we do have to work with people that have different views, and you can learn a lot from people with different views. And that's why, you know, your talk show that does not filter different views coming in, which other shows do, we're allowed to hear a different side and say, oh, well, you know, maybe he does make a good point on this, you know, issue. And kind
well,
of.
Well, I try. I try to do that to my best.
You know, and we appreciate that, but I'm also saying that you gotta keep it up, man. Just one more quick point I want to bring up, and I'll promise I won't bring it up anymore, well, for now. But Amendment 51, I want to thank all the people that voted for it, 700,000-plus people in Colorado, disappointed the way it turned out, and that kind of, you know, I was going to head downtown to visit with all the people and, you know, bask in the excitement of the election, which I thought was great. You'd all pro-mutter, especially President Obama. And I was kind of tempered by that, and I was going to call in yesterday. I know I'm not supposed to talk about, probably not off topic, but I got to vent my frustration out on the Denver Post and John Caldera and, well, to a small degree, Sarah Palin, yesterday. And I listened to, it made me feel better listening to some of the 850 KOA stuff just because, you know, they were feeling a little down about things, and especially John Caldera, which coming out.
Well, you know, I mean, he, oh, Carl Kassel is the guy's name on NPR.
Okay.
I'm Carl Kassel. In Washington. Well, Caldera ought to feel down because the majority of Americans have reputed what he's been pushing all these years. They've just said, no, you know, we don't agree with you, and this is not what we want. And with the way the economy is, you know, his free market deregulation thing just basically fell down. Yeah. Darren, I got to run, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's Carl Kassel. I'm Carl Kassel, NPR News, Washington.
I used to write kind of, not NPR-type news, but college community radio news. And boy, was it fun. Not. You'd have to sound like that all smooth and slow and boring.
See, I wouldn't mind working at NPR. I wouldn't mind working there. But I think the problem with me is that I have too high of an energy level for them. Like, sometimes that talk of the nation over there is pretty good. But the problem is that it can be really, really mayonnaise-y. But that whole thing of, like, let's go to Bob in Newport Beach, California. Bob, what's your opinion? Well, you know, I just feel that, and you want to say, look, take some methadrine, inject something. Let's have a little passion. And we don't have that. And, you know, when I was growing up, you had regular talk radio. And then you also had the Pacifica station, KPFK, which is, you know, they're really, really, really left-wing. But,
oh, Jay, when we used to write stories on the Pacifica, you could carry, we'd get so excited.
Well, yeah, but you know what? At least they'd had talk show hosts on who would mix it up sometimes with the callers and with each other and the panelists.
Right.
I mean, at least they'd have that.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's like we either want to be reassured or we can't. We can't talk to each other about things without, and look, I'm guilty. We can't talk to each other about things without, like, beating the crap out of each other. So there's got to be an in-between here. And the secret, I think, is we just got to find it. And I'm not sure where it lies. So that's my big project here, is to try to figure this out. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk will figure traffic out.
Jay, we got a new one. Crash southbound 225 near Yosemite. So it's going to be slow going. Getting out of Aurora this morning, beginning around Parker Road, going to hit speeds into the teens and 20s. Also busy for northbounders there at Parker Road. Also got fire crews on scene at a house fire. University near Bellevue. University now closed between Bellevue and Orchard. So you're going to have to make your way around that if you're in Little Arlington or in the Cherry Hills area. Also, we're going to crash in the Southwest Metro, westbound C-470 around Wadsworth. If you're traveling in the high country today, expect some windy conditions as well as wet, slushy, and slick roads between Loveland and Vail. Also got a chain laws in effect eastbound I-70 over Vail Pass. Also, Loveland Pass now open. It was closed earlier this morning. Your forecast, mixed sun and clouds, windy and chilly with a high near 48 degrees. Got a high wind warning in effect for the far northeast plains. That ends this evening. Your current temperature downtown, 36 degrees. John Turk, AM760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University.
Life's special moments are magnified when you celebrate at Disney parks. That's why Orbitz is giving you a chance to win a celebration vacation for four to Walt Disney World or Disneyland Resort. Experiences like spending a night in the Cinderella Castle Suite or the Disneyland Dream Suite could be yours. Tell us what you'll celebrate at Orbitz.com/Disney. And if you win, hey, maybe even take the kids along.
Visit Orbitz.com/Disney for details. Official rules, residency, eligibility, restrictions. No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and where prohibited. Has 11-23-08. Must be 18 or older.
Maybe it's because he loves Sarah so much he wants to be her. It was crazy.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Shump, owner of the brand new Shump BMW. Now, we've all heard that luxury has an address, so I wanted to be sure you all knew that now performance and the ultimate driving machine BMW have a new address as well. Of course, I'd argue that luxury's moved in with performance and the ultimate driving machine BMW, and that they are now roommates. So we'd like to invite you to come visit our new home. Now open the all-new Champ BMW, Lucent Boulevard, just north of C-470 at Plum Valley Lane. Our new home has been over 3 years in the planning, and we're excited to show it to you. So feel free to come take a peek. We think you'll agree that luxury, performance, and the ultimate driving machine BMW make great roommates. In fact, you might decide you'd like to move in with us. The all-new Champ BMW, 1190 Plum Valley Lane, Lucent Boulevard, just north of C-470, or at Champ.com. Thanks.
I really like her, and I've never met her. I'd really like to meet her someday.
7:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. And let's talk to Jason McBride, Senior Vice President at Presidential Brokerage. Jason, good morning. Yesterday was not a good day stock-wise. What was it down about 500 points, I think?
It was down about 500, Jay, and we're down another 111 this morning so far.
Now, what is causing this?
I think it's still just the economic problems that we're having, Jay. The first thing we got yesterday morning was the big loss in jobs for the economy. We've got kind of some more emergency measures this morning. The banks overseas are cutting interest rates, trying to stop this. So, you know, we had some excitement coming into the presidential election. And now that it's over, I think people are kind of back to focusing on the problems we have right now. And, I mean, you know, any president didn't get all the problems fixed in one day. It's going to take a little bit of time. So there's still a little bit of roughness out there.
Well, let's hope that President-elect Obama comes up with some kind of a package here very, very soon to restore some confidence in the market and in financial institutions. And speaking of financial institutions and confidence in the market, a lot of people are lacking confidence in the market, and they are lacking trust in financial institutions. And at Presidential Brokerage, you guys offer very, very different ways to go to deal with that. Talk about that a little bit.
Thanks for bringing that up, Jay, because I agree 100%. The stock market is certainly not the only place that you can invest your money. It can and probably should be part of your portfolio, but we offer so many other different things that you can do, even inside of your IRA accounts, which include real estate investments that are managed for you. Stuff that's correlated to the market, but that you're unable to lose any principal on, even if the market were to go down. And also, one thing that we try to do, Jay, is tax mitigation strategies. And there are products out there that will actually allow you to get a tax break even after you've earned the money. So if you've had a big windfall in a year or something like that, there are still ways to mitigate that large tax problem that you might have for a year. So I think we try to go beyond just the stock market and look more deep into strategies and alternative investments as well.
The only windfall I'm going to have is get pushed over in the parking lot, but you guys are working, Mike Spear is working with our money, and I recommend highly Presidential Brokerage. Call 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. Let's hope the market recovers, and Jason, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You betcha.
All right, see ya. It's 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk, what are we going to do? Oh, all right. I lost temporary track. Hello. I am a sane adult. 7:56, hit it.
Sometimes it can be hard to make decisions. What happens if you choose the wrong thing? Well, right now with Comcast, if you choose, you can't lose. During the Comcast Fall Blowout, Comcast Digital TV, high-speed internet, and digital voice are all on sale. Each service is just $35 a month for 6 months. Pick one, two, or all three. The choice is yours. Comcast Digital TV comes with on-demand, so you can watch thousands of movies and shows whenever you want. Comcast high-speed internet brings you a super-fast connection for surfing and downloads. And Comcast Digital Voice offers unlimited local and nationwide long-distance calling from home. It's your choice. Pick the deal that's right for you. Already have Comcast? Then add new services and save. Comcast Digital TV, high-speed internet, and digital voice, each for just $35 a month for 6 months. But hurry, this sale ends November 21st. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new services only. After 6 months, regular charges apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Call for details.
Hi, this is Joe's Truly Dr. Daddio, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddio, the show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddio, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
All right, we'll continue along this track, so don't anybody give up here. We're going to get to all of your calls about trying to achieve some unity in this country and dealing with folks. And a good example of what I'm talking about is currently KNUS in town here is on the air calling Barack Obama the Antichrist. This is what I'm talking about. Okay, where does that get us as Americans? I don't think it gets us anywhere. I really don't.
Today on the Mario Solis Mari Show, who will Obama's dream team be? We'll weigh in and we'll ask you.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, my name is Chris.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Sharon.
I'm a landscaper.
I run a salon. I just launched a gift shop.
Since I put an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages, business is up.
Way up. There's no better way to get business up than with an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages or on superpages.com.
Every time we place an ad,
traffic goes up. And we've given your customers even more reason to pick up the Verizon Yellow Pages with coupons, special offers, and great discounts.
Sales are definitely looking up.
Plus, by advertising on superpages.com, you'll reach more people who are searching for a business like yours.
Calls are up.
So talk with one of our sales representatives. They can design you a customized advertising program, including our Solutions Direct Mail products. That's downright uplifting. The Verizon Yellow Pages, superpages.com, and Solutions Direct Mail, where life is looking up.
For more information on advertising in the Verizon Yellow Pages and superpages.com, please call 303-731-6266. Verizon Yellow Pages, where life is looking up.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Heavy hitters from Detroit's Big Three and the UAW are in Washington to lobby for more help from the government. CBS's Jeff Gilbert tells us what they want.
One top GM executive calling this the most critical time in the history of the auto industry, as auto leaders will ask House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for a second $25 billion in loans to get them through the tough times. Senator Debbie Stabenow says time is running short.
We have a sense of urgency that, you know, is causing us to try to get something done right now.
Tomorrow, GM and Ford are expected to post big third quarter losses, and GM is expected to announce still more job cuts. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
There was less ka-ching ka-ching at the checkout last month. Walmart was an exception to the rule, but most of the big retail chains are reporting dismal October sales results. Industry analyst Ken Perkins says anyone who's read the papers lately knows why, and that's a bad sign for the all-important holiday season.
We may see some pockets of strength, but I think consumers' Christmas lists are going to be much shorter this year, very focused on kids, immediate family.
President-elect Barack Obama is about to get a taste of what it's like to sit in the Oval Office. In Chicago today, he'll get his first daily intelligence briefing. CBS News consultant and former CIA analyst Mike Scheuer says that could be a real eye-opener.
The world is a much more complicated place than he knew of while he was still running for office. The nature of these briefings are much more detailed and, I'm afraid, much more ominous.
A political tough cookie is in line to become the next White House chief of staff. The Obama transition team is waiting to hear whether Illinois Congressman Rahm Emanuel is willing to take the job. Georgetown University's James Peretti has transition team experience. He says chief of staff is a plum job.
The chief of staff is probably the single most important position that any president makes. That's the gatekeeper.
If Junior isn't learning his multiplication tables, his teacher may be to blame, CBS's Peter King explains.
While elementary teachers love to teach reading, many don't do so well in math. The Washington Post reports that part of the problem is that math requirements for elementary teachers are low, and many teachers in training just have bad math memories. The solution, some schools in the D.C. area bring in math specialists and coaches. They help teachers improve their skills and instill a little more confidence in their ability to teach math.
A day after a nearly 500-point sell-off in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, Wall Street is trying, apparently without success, to settle down. In early trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 113 points. Art Cashin, a veteran big board floor broker, says the market is preoccupied with the state of the economy.
Senator Obama was given the presidency and not a magic wand. So people are waiting to see what kind of positions he formulates, and the markets are extraordinarily fragile.
Goldman Sachs, the world's biggest investment banker, is reportedly laying off 3,200 workers worldwide. This is CBS News.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat-screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car-shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you can be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
How to deck your halls without blowing your budget. Step 1, go to the Home Depot. Step 2, get what you need to update your home for the holidays for less. Paint, lights, area rugs, and more. Because the Home Depot has new lower prices on over 1,000 items throughout the store. Step 3, have a happy, happy holiday.
Prepare your home for the holidays and get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through November 12th in U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Now that Barack Obama has been elected president, the cabinet speculation begins. Is Governor Bill Ritter a candidate for energy secretary?
I have developed a relationship with Barack Obama, and I think that relationship is going to help us in Colorado with me as the governor here, him as the president, to really forge this partnership. And beyond that, I'm not going to comment.
Other Colorado names on the Obama cabinet speculation list include Senator Ken Salazar for Interior Secretary, former Senator Gary Hart for Homeland Security, and former Governor Roy Romer for Education. Looks as though downtown Denver may get another new office tower between Tremont Street and Glen Arm Place behind the Denver Pavilions. Experts say the planned 34-story tower includes a two-story lobby, 26 floors of offices, and two levels of underground parking. Boulder County still counting. And the state waits. Colorado Amendment 46 concerning a ban on affirmative action still undecided, as Boulder officials are having some problems with dust on mail-in ballots that set off an optical scanner. Broncos Browns tonight by the lake, kickoff at 6:15. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for a couple highway accidents. Good news is both of them are in the cleanup stages. Bad news is they're still responsible for delays. First one on the westbound side of C-470 right at Wadsworth. The other one is on 225 coming up on Yosemite. There are slowdowns on both approaches. Early morning fire on University between Bellevue and Orchard responsible for restrictions. Now, it sounds like they just reopened the northbound side of University, but southbound is going to remain shut down for those emergency vehicles. An ongoing investigation, still a good place to avoid. We're looking at winter driving conditions in I-70 in the high country west of Georgetown. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss the Colorado Ski and Snow Sports Expo this Friday through Sunday at the Colorado Convention Center. Shop the huge on-site ski sale with 40 to 75% off. See all the resorts and enjoy great entertainment all weekend long. Visit onthesnow.com for more details and a discount coupon.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay. It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yes, Jay. We wish you'd leave town immediately. As a matter of fact, give us your email address so we can email you the bus and plane schedules and train schedules. 8077, it's after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Breezy today, high of 46, and the wind's blowing out there. So if you take 46 and you add the wind, then it drives it down. I'm auditioning for a weathercaster's job with the Weather Channel. Don't you? Have you ever watched the Weather Channel where the guy does this? He goes, or that voice does it? Now your local forecast on the 8s. Partly cloudy. Sunny, breezy, cold, low 35, high 96.
Whoever's in charge of music at the Weather Channel
does
a really fine job, though.
Oh, yeah, they're big Yanni fans over there.
Now, I've heard, like, anything from Fish to Widespread Panic to...
What, over the weather forecast?
Yeah, on the Weather Channel.
Get out of here. Most of that stuff sounds like Yanni to me.
No, I know, but some of it's, you know, like some of the instrumental stuff. No, I've heard some pretty cool bands over there. I'm being honest. I like some of the music they use there on the Weather Channel. It gets a little repetitive, but...
And now, it's time for your weather on the 8s.
And that's your local forecast on the 10s.
Oh, that's right. Is that what it is? And now it's time for your local forecast on the 10s. Reminds me of the old news radio slogans. KNX Radio, KNX News Radio 1010. Give us 20 minutes and we'll give you the world. Okay, never mind. Anyway, let's get back to what we're talking about here, which is this idea that Barack Obama wants unity. We're pushing for unity. But the deal is that how do you have unity when you've got two buzzsaws coming together and one slim piece of wood? And the fact that conservatives and liberals just can't really dialogue too much. I mean, that they have trouble dialoguing, and that we all get passionate, we all get geared up, we all get jacked up. I'm one of the worst offenders of all time of this, and that, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of all the screaming and yelling. All right, let's go to Michelle in Lakewood. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. What about you?
Much better than I was Monday.
I know. We were like, oh, my, nail-biting.
Yeah,
I agree.
You know, I think after the election on Tuesday, I think that the Republican Party needs to seriously sit down and seriously look at themselves and decide how they cannot continue to appeal to the to a small minority of people. They have allowed their party to be overtaken by the religious right. And it ruined McCain's campaign because he had to force himself into a stance that he didn't necessarily believe in. And he had to pick Sarah Palin. I don't think that was his, that was not his choice. That was a choice he was forced to make so that he could appeal to the quote unquote base. I mean,
yeah.
If that party bolts, I wouldn't be surprised. Because
yeah.
I think 2006, I think that was the beginning of it. I think yesterday, or not yesterday, but Tuesday was a continuation of the country at large saying, we're tired of this. We're tired of these people with God and politics. That is not what the Founding Fathers intended. Thomas Jefferson is absolutely spinning in his grave, along with Ben Franklin and some others. You know, it's got to stop. You keep your religion and your church or your synagogue or your mosque, and you keep your politics separate.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think the other part of it is that what went on Tuesday is this. That nobody cared whether Barack Obama was a black man or he wasn't a black man. Nobody cared about the charges of socialism and Marxism and all the other things that were tried, including the GOP GOPAC running those ads with Jeremiah Wright and saying, too radical, untrustworthy. Nobody cared about that. And the reason they didn't care about it was because this country is under economic strain and pain, and people feel like, you know, they're insecure in their jobs, and who of us are not? They're pressed financially, and who of us are not? And when that stuff happens, plus you've got two wars going on, when that stuff happens, people, I think, forget that kind of stuff, and they want to hear from people who will give them ideas about how to solve those problems.
Yeah.
And so I think the two problems that McCain made was, number one, he wasn't himself on the campaign trail.
He absolutely was not himself. I don't know who that was, but that was not John McCain.
Yeah, he, you know, even if I disagree with him, he can, and even if you hear all of this, you know, stuff that, you know, about temper and all this other kind of stuff, he can be extremely funny, self-effacing. Mm-hmm. He can be, you know, he can be a contrarian.
Well, and I think, too, what happened is the base wasn't particularly pleased with John McCain. So I think basically his party hung him out to dry.
No, I don't think his party did. I think he hung himself out by allowing to go along with that. You can't be somebody you're not. And you can't make that a convincing argument to the public, plus his campaign was erratic, and then picking Sarah Palin hurt him. I mean, there were a number of things. And now what they're doing is, if you look at the front of the New York Times now, this morning, now what they're doing is they're starting to point fingers at each other inside the GOP and inside his campaign. And I don't think you can assign blame to anybody. I think what they need to do is they need to, like you just said in the beginning, they need to figure out where they're going and what they want to do.
Yeah, because if you look at that election map, Jay, they are quickly becoming a party that appeals to a very limited geographical location. And if you look, I mean, if you look, I'm from downstate Illinois, which most people are like, oh. Not really what people assume. It's not like what people assume it's like. Yes, the people are conservative, but they're not so nutty conservative. But if you look at...
Well, Barack Obama did okay in downstate Illinois when he ran for Senate.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he wouldn't have won the Senate seat without, you know, doing well in that portion of the state. You know, it's changing. And when he can take a state like Indiana, he may not have taken it by much, but he took it. And he's changing. He made inroads into the smaller rural communities where supposedly McCain was supposed to have a strong foothold. And that's what they were counting on. When you look at Pennsylvania and that, the interior portion of the state between western Pennsylvania and Philadelphia, there were big patches of blue in there as well. And those are the types of people that supposedly the Republicans are supposed to appeal to. Well, for some reason, it could be economic, it could be just the whole, maybe the people are getting tired of all of the just incessant backbiting and infighting.
Well, the thing is, look, in the 50s, if your candidate didn't win, you at least had respect and could work with the other candidate and the other party.
Exactly.
Now,
it was even like that in the late 90s.
Well, I mean, now we're in a situation where you don't have that anymore. I mean, you have it where nobody respects anybody else, and you go on, and you got all these problems, and it's like, okay, stop it. Like, stop with all this. And, you know, if I were a Republican, what I would want to find is I'd want to find the Republican Party of Dwight Eisenhower, and I'd like to find
exactly.
The Republican Party of even Barry Goldwater, not the Republican Party of Karl Rove, which has failed so miserably this time around. And but I can't tell them to do that, neither can you.
No.
But I just wish that we could sit down and say, okay, look, we don't agree on taxes. We don't agree on this kind of spending. We don't agree on this situation. Okay, but we have to go into this realizing that we're not always going to get what we want and that everybody has to have a little, you know, give and take, and that everybody, I mean, the best deal in the world is when everybody walks away feeling a little pain.
Yeah.
That's the best deal in the world. Yet we're in this situation now where it's, I want it all, I want everything, he's not going to do what I want, therefore he's no good, and it's like, hey.
Well, you know.
You know,
I mean,
calm down.
I think, too, if, and I'm a Democrat, you know, but there are some Democrats that just do not appeal to me. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid would be two examples of Democrats that genuinely, they just don't appeal. But I think if they could set the example, you know, if some really great legislation comes up and it's written by a Republican, let it go to the floor for a vote. Don't be petty. Don't act like Tom DeLay acted when he had control of the schedule and everything else. Let it come to the floor for a vote. It may not pass, and it might pass. If it's good, I don't care who wrote it. I don't care if Bob the Builder wrote it.
Yeah,
if it's good legislation, it shouldn't matter who wrote it. And I think if the American people in general see that the people who are supposed to be running this country are trying to get along and are trying to work together, maybe then we will take examples from them and do the same thing. Because I see what you're saying. Yeah, there is a lot of you know, conservatives and liberals can't get along. Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, you have social conservatives, you have fiscal conservatives, you have people who are socially liberal but fiscally conservative. You have people that are you know, it doesn't matter, but there has to be common ground someplace.
Well, we all ought to be physically conservative to some degree. All right,
yeah.
Michelle, I appreciate the call. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your input.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
Okay. I've got an email, am760.net, from a conservative named Ian, and this is a pretty rough one, only in the sense that I so much disagree with him, and you may disagree with him too, and I'm going to read it coming up. AM760 Progressive Talk, we are in the digital age. Check us out at am760.net, podcasts of all the shows. Check out my blog at jmarvinblog.com. Right now, we'll check out traffic with john.turk.com.
Jay, emergency crews in Aurora just moved that highway crash off of southbound 225 around Yosemite. So traffic is moving a little bit better, but going to be sluggish for you once you get past Parker Road. Also in Inglewood, southbound University is closed at Bellevue. Got ongoing structure fire investigation there. That both directions were closed, but now just the southbound side of University closed there. And we're still working a crash out in the southwest part of the metro, westbound C-470 at Wadsworth. Got a few
Surface Street crash to let you know about. One near DU at Evans and Downing. Got one at Broadway and Arapahoe Road. That's on the northbound side of Broadway. And finally in Parker at Lincoln and Parker Road. Your forecast, partly cloudy and windy. Some of these winds could produce some pretty heavy gusts, maybe even up to 40 miles.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Bringing our country together to stand victorious.
A new visitor center and museum must be built.
To help, go to PearlHarborMemorial.com.
Or call toll-free 1-866-332-1941. Remember,
understand,
honor,
and give from the heart.
PearlHarborMemorial.com. Thank you.
Tonight, an icon is coming to Comedy Night Done Right.
Oprah.
Oprah's on 30 Rock. First, it's Earl with Jane Seymour. Then, all new Kath and Kim. And on The Office, a Steph scandal.
Fun surprise.
Then,
Oprah is coming.
Can you keep your hands outside my clothes?
Oh, Oprah.
Oprah's on 30 Rock. It's Comedy Night Done Right. NBC tonight.
Then watch Colorado's news leader, 9 News at 9 and 10. Tonight on 9 News, one quiet Easter morning. A drunk driver smashed Rosemary's car and shattered her life forever.
I struggled to live.
As she lay near death in a hospital.
He was let go free.
With no charges ever filed. A free man. How? A judge let him walk.
How many people have to get hurt before somebody does something?
Rosemary's recovery from her brutal accident and her long quest for justice. 9 wants to know. Tonight on 9 News at 9 and 10.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
How to deck your halls without blowing your budget. Step 1. Go to the Home Depot. Step 2. Get what you need to update your home for the holidays for less. Paint, lights, area rugs, and more. Because the Home Depot has new lower prices on over 1,000 items throughout the store. Step 3. Have a happy, happy holiday.
Prepare your home for the holidays and get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through November 12th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Yes, we can. Thank you.
With this great honor and responsibility, I'm ready to lead. You're ready to lead. America's ready to lead.
This is just incredible.
It is.
It takes a beginning to make change.
This is what makes us a fabulous place
this
to live.
This is the most exciting night of my lifetime and of perhaps of yours as well.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ooh, Creedence.
Yeah. Jack this up. Working.
I put a spell on you.
Did this originally. Screaming Jay, he's my main man. Hey, 24 minutes after the hour. Breezy, high at 46. You ever see Screaming Jay Hawkins in person? He'd sing a song and, was it this one? Yeah, it was this one. He'd sing this one and he'd wear a gold lamé suit with a top hat and come out of a coffin with a cane with a skull on the end of it. Sounds like my ex-father-in-law. All right, we're talking about how we get along here, and let me read this from Ian, AM760.net. He sent this as an email, and I want you to kind of soak this up a little bit. I'm not going to debate him on the points. I'm just going to raise them, and then
see what your what your feelings are about this. It says, Jay, I'm that conservative that you want to hear from. Please get some perspective. I would like you to remember how much you might have disagreed with Bush going into Iraq. There's no difference from how some of us feel about Obama. Well, see, I don't want to debate this. But what I do want to say about this is, yeah, okay, I understand Ian, where you're coming from at that point. But I think the difference is that, well, maybe there is no difference. Well, you know what? Yeah, I think there were some people on the left. I think there were some people who were liberal who attacked Bush for that and called him names. But I don't think that, by and large, at least my friends or the ones that I hung out with, which, granted, I don't have the largest circle of friends, got vitriolic towards him about it. They just, you know, questioned whether it was real or not. Anyway, raise taxes. I don't care whom. Why not cut spending and use the money that's coming in? You said that some people feel it's part of your duty to pay taxes. Do you know that we already pay taxes? When is it enough? Create universal health care. These are all things he disagrees with. Make government even bigger than it is right now. Jay, people are passionate about these topics. I don't understand what's so hard to get here. A man won that you were pulling for. Try to understand the number of people out there that voted for the other guy and did so because they don't believe in Obama's policies. Now you're talking about two different groups of people here. The people that are mad he got elected, me, and that start Facebook groups that you just don't agree with. And the other group of people that are racist and make horrible comments like the watermelon reference. If I were you, I would not talk about them in the same sentence. You could now attack Bush and about all the crap he's done wrong. Dude, we aren't talking about him. We are talking about a man that got voted into office that still a large portion don't believe in what he's selling. Yeah, except, Ian, you know what? You got to look at the electoral map. I mean, look at how many. I mean, he polled more votes than, well, okay, so you'd have to look that up. See, now if you called me about this, Ian, I would challenge you on this. I would say, okay, cite your source about the votes. Anyway, let me get back to what he was saying. About a large degree of the population don't believe in what he's selling, we are going to be mad as much as you can be mad at Bush for what he's done. That's fine. Some of us believe he's going to be Jimmy Carter and not get this country, not get that this country was great because of its selfish nature. Okay, see, I don't think you're great when you're selfish, but all right. Furthermore, I don't think that bettering yourself should be thought as selfish. I want to make more money. I want to get a better car. That's America. I haven't heard one person say that we should stop paying taxes, that they want to keep all their money. They just feel like we should pay more taxes. Well, I don't think anybody's saying out there that, you know, you shouldn't get ahead and you shouldn't want money. We all want money. We all want to get ahead. But, you know, you should do it with some degree of equity and fairness. Jay, I do like you. We just don't agree here, and I'm sorry to hear about your friend, the one that cut off communication with you. People are just angry and disagree with Obama. I think it's a waste of time to talk about how we need to get together when there is no balance in the federal government right now. Dems have the power, so, again, there's no balance. Well, you know, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, but then again, on the other hand, I mean, were you upset when there was no balance and it was all Republicans? No. I don't think it should. I think there should be balance, but I can't get out there and, you know, and single-handedly control the electorate. And the only thing I would refute you, and I mean, you and I would disagree on all of these things, and I hope that we would disagree in a civil manner about them. But the thing is, you're lying in here about the American people aren't buying, that the general public isn't buying. You know, David Sirota brought this up, and it's really true. Now the big argument is, well, America's basically a center-right country. Well, no, we're not. No, we're not. Because the majority of people wanted Barack Obama. Barack Obama got a higher degree of popular votes than John McCain got. That means the majority of the American public wanted Barack Obama and wanted what Barack Obama was saying, for whatever the reason. That's what they wanted. And there's a difference between disagreeing and not living in reality. And I'm not saying you're not living in reality, but this is the kind of stuff you get, where people manufacture. Look, okay, you can have your opinion, but you can't have your own set of facts, I guess is probably what I'm trying to say. Maybe that doesn't make any sense. All right, let's go to Corey in Westminster. Corey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Okay.
I'll preface my call by saying that I did not vote for John McCain or Barack Obama. Immigration was the primary issue for me in this election. Neither of the candidates satisfactorily addressed that, and addressed it very, very infrequently during the campaign. Now, I was listening to a rival radio station this morning, and Gary Hart was on. His name is being bantered around for Homeland Security. And one of the points that he made was that as far as agreeing on the issues on the left and right, illegal immigration is one of those things that both sides is going to get over on, because what Gary Hart said in an interview that was given to this talk show host some time ago, he said that the Democrats benefit by illegal immigration because it boosts their party numbers. And the Republicans benefit from it because it allows them cheap labor. And they were saying that the cost of illegal immigration throughout the country, if you know, economically and socially, the amount of money that that costs the various state, local, and federal governments in 1 year could build a fence between Mexico and the United States. As I said, immigration was my top topic for this election. Neither one of the candidates satisfactorily addressed it, and that's why I didn't vote for either one of them.
But, there's a reason why they didn't address that. It wasn't a top of the mind because look, immigration is a serious illegal immigration is a serious problem. And we do have to work that out. And we also have to work out what to do with the people who are here illegally and they're already here. But you know what? The number one thing on people's minds was the economy. And it's very, very hard to talk about something else when you have a lot of people who are struggling to hold on to their homes, they're insecure about their jobs, they've lost money in the stock market, so their 401ks are the size of a postage stamp, that they want to send their kids to school but don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, I hear from people all the time who say, man, you know, this my job is not secure, and I got two kids in college. I mean, that stuff is the stuff that people wanted to hear and that they wanted to talk about. Now, if we find our way, and I believe we will, but it's going to take us a long time, when we find our way out of this situation that we've now find ourselves in, then other topics and other problems are going to be addressed. But there are so many problems out there that that's why Barack Obama said that night in Grant Park, we may not get it done in 4 years. We may not get it done in 8 years. The thing is, we're facing a tough situation financially right now. And you know what? We're going to have to fix that. Because that affects your life and my life and everybody else's life. And that's a big problem. And illegal immigration is not causing the problem financially that we're in right now.
But it is certainly helping to promote it when you money that is spent on illegal immigrants for social services, health care, education. That's all part of the economic picture.
It is. Excuse me. It is, but I want to challenge you to do something. I want to challenge you to go and use Google and find a reliable source and go look that up and see how that stacks up with what is going on Wall Street and what's going on with home foreclosures and what's going on with credit problems and see how that compares. Because when you get down to it, if I have to go to the ballot box and I have a choice between making illegal immigration my number one priority or how do I keep my 401k, how do I hang on to my house, How do I put my kids through college? How do we do all of these things? Guess what I'm going to choose? I'm going to choose economics, because economics always wins out.
Jay, I'm not having problems doing any of the aforementioned things, and I make less than $40,000 a year, so it's a matter of intelligence.
It has nothing to do with, you know what? Listen, Corey, it has nothing to do with intelligence. It has to do with survival. Oh, he hung up on me. Oh, he hung up on me. I don't know, was I being too intrusive? Was I being rude?
I didn't think so, not at all.
All right, but there's an example of what happens. You get frustrated because I think that it's like, how can you not see this? How can you not see it? People are scared. They're worried. All right, it's 836, 36 minutes after. And you know what? If anybody wants to correct my behavior, 303-713-7600. 836, 36 minutes after the hour. John in traffic.
Jay, we are starting to see the highways clear just a little bit around town. Now, 25 is going to be busy for you in a few areas. On the southbound side from 104th down to 84, speeds are up in the 30s and 40s there. Also busy for you after I-70 as you approach the stadium. Northbound side going to be busy from the bridges to around Alameda. Speeds also in the 30s and 40s there. That crash on 225 was removed a little bit ago. Still a little bit of delays from Parker Road down to Tamarack Parkway. Also, got that southbound closure of University at Bellevue due to an ongoing structure fire that happened early this morning. It was a 16,000 square foot home, so we still have some investigation going on there. If you're traveling in the high country today, expect some winter driving conditions. Chain laws are in effect over the high mountain passes. Also have a high wind advisory along I-70 between Floyd Hill and Georgetown. Your forecast, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and chilly with a high near 48. We talked about that high wind advisory in the mountains. Also have one in the northeast plains until this evening. Current temperature downtown, 40 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota stores want to be your number one choice to help you keep your Toyota in great shape. Check out this month's service and parts mailer for the Tire Dare to compare. Get the right service at the right price by the right people. Stop by today for all your Toyota maintenance and repair needs.
Time is running short for the Colorado Buffaloes. Saturday, the Buffaloes return to Folsom Field to host the Iowa State Cyclones as they continue their push for a postseason bowl game. Kickoff at 11:30. For ticket information and your chance to win tickets, log on to am760.net.
Anyone can talk about going green, but if you're ready to take action, visit Flow, the Sustainable Living Online Expo, sponsored by Chevrolet's Fuel Solutions Division and AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You can join the Boulder Valley Credit Union and be a part of the only eco-conscious banking alternative in Colorado and receive better rates on eco-auto and eco-home improvement loans. BVCU was recently voted the best financial institution in Boulder County, so check out their Flow online booth on am760.net. Support like-minded businesses with like-minded goals.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
Hi, my name is Chris.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Sharon.
I'm a landscaper.
I run a salon. I just launched a gift shop.
Since I put an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages, business is up.
Way up. There's no better way to get business up than with an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages or on superpages.com.
Every time we place an ad,
traffic goes up. And we've given your customers even more reason to pick up the Verizon Yellow Pages with coupons, special offers, and great discounts.
Sales are definitely looking up.
Plus, by advertising on superpages.com, you'll reach more people who are searching for a business like yours.
calls are up.
So talk with one of our sales representatives. They can design you a customized advertising program, including our Solutions Direct Mail products. That's downright uplifting. The Verizon Yellow Pages, superpages.com, and Solutions Direct Mail, where life is looking up.
For more information on advertising in the Verizon Yellow Pages and superpages.com, please call 303-731-6266. Verizon Yellow Pages, where life is looking up.
Ooh! John's trying to punish me!
You know I'm crazy about this song.
I am the little red rooster. Too late to crow for day.
All right, I got to do a talk show here. I can't listen to this all day, but I can play this song over and over again. Don't you find this song to be haunting?
Too late to crow for day.
It reminds me of driving in a 57 Chevy.
Keep everything in the farm.
With a bottle of whiskey.
Upset.
Down the road in Clarksdale, Mississippi. Got to read some good stuff like that. Read the author Larry Brown. The late Larry Brown. Read his book of short stories called Big Love.
Dogs begin to bark.
Or Big Bad Love, I think it is.
Hounds begin to
bark. See, why can't we get on here one day and just have a discussion about books? Why does it always have to be? I mean, you know, let's expand our horizons here a little bit.
Dogs begin to bark.
You know? I mean, like, what was the last good fiction book you read?
Hounds begin to howl.
That's one thing I don't understand. How can people get through life and not read books? I go nuts if I don't have a book to read. Matter of fact, I buy more books than I have time to read. Anyone that's interesting, I buy it. Ask Mary. I'm draining the household budget. 8:42, 42 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Breezy High today, 46. Let's jump back on the telephones, and we go to Charles in Denver. Charles, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, I'm just so psyched about what happened. I think America finally got its blinders off and started paying attention.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. I mean, I think people are fed up and they're aware that we have problems, and I think they want somebody who they believe will go tackle them.
Yeah, and I think we got the guy in there to do it. I wanted to just give you two little points. One you just raised about books. The last great fiction/nonfiction book I read is called The Glass Castle. It's about this lady's life, and she just in just complete and utter torment, and yet she turned her life around. And a great read for anybody who wants to see how a person can get out of their current situation and get into another.
I love that, man. I love that. I love books like that about redemption.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. And then my last point, I just wanted to make a point about the email you got. You know, a lot of people are upset about Barack Obama, the direction he wants to take the country. You know, my only statement would be, you know, if you don't want the services that he may be able to offer you, don't take them. You know.
Well, under his health care plan, that's exactly what you would do.
Exactly.
You could keep what you already have. So it's like nobody's going to force you to do anything.
And I think a lot of people have a lot of misinformation, thinking that this guy's going to come in and force all this stuff down your throat. I think he's going to give us more choice in our lives than we've ever had. And I think, frankly, that's what America needs.
I think so, too. I agree. And we need safety nets. I mean, as much as people don't want them, we need them because you can't show me any society, and I've been saying this for a million years, you can't show me any society where there's a big gap between the haves and have-nots and there's not social tension.
Exactly.
And sometimes violence.
Yeah, well, and I could see that coming. I hope it doesn't. I think we're on the right track. And I think, you know, as the mandate with the election happens, you know, people want change, and they want something different than they've had for the last 8 or 16 years, depending how you're counting. So I think we're on the right track, and I certainly appreciate your guys' help with all that. It's pushed everybody over and given them enough information to make their own choices.
Well, thanks. You're very kind. Charles, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet. Have a great day.
Okay. Let's go to Frank in Denver. Frank, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So I'm one of those conservatives you love to hear from.
Oh, good.
So, and, you know, yeah. The people, you know, we voted, and the people wanted Obama as president, and he's going to be our president, and the Democrats are going to get their turn at bat. But there's, you know, I mean, the reality is there's a lot of conservatives out here that just, you know, we just, don't think that he's going to make anything better.
Well, I understand that. There's a lot of cynicism. But I think that one of the things we need to start doing is we need to start believing that we can make things better, that we can do, and we should talk about what we can and how we can, as opposed to how we cannot. And is he going to be the savior? Is he going to be the wherewithal? I mean, are everybody going to say every single day, oh wow, I agree with him 100%. What a great guy he is. No, he's not going to be that way. And are we going to have instant success? No, because it took us a while to get where we are. So therefore, it's going to take us a while to get out. And these things are not going to happen overnight. And there's going to be stuff where you're going to say, I absolutely disagree with him. And I absolutely disagree with Congress. And then there's going to be times where he's going to do things and you're going to say, yeah, I think that's okay. I kind of like that, as a matter of fact. And I think that you know, that's the way to look at things. I mean, let's try to be optimistic instead of pessimistic. And we're all cynical. And I think it's one of the problems that the country has. You know, I think it's one of the problems that plagues the stock market, right, is the fact that people can come out and tell you that things are okay, but you don't believe them anymore. Because we've all been promised, we've all been told, and we've all had all of this go on most of our adult lives. And we get these people to come along, and they say they're going to take manure and spin it into gold, and what ends up happening is we get the same old manure. But let's see what happens. And if he's wrong, let's call him on it. And if he's not wrong, and it turns out to be right, then fine. And why can't we do this? Why can't we figure it this way? You're conservative. I'm not. The best deal that you and I are going to get is both of us are going to walk away from the table with some pain. But at least we worked something out, which is better than being totally and completely at odds.
Well, I don't think, you know, I think all the name calling and finger pointing by either side, including conservatives or if you're progressive, is just absolutely ridiculous. That's like being little kids on the playground. And to be honest with you, I don't agree with Obama, but he's going to be our president now, so we got to support him. And the best part about living in this country, if we don't like what he does in 4 years, we can vote him out. So,
that's right. That's exactly true. And, you know, also you also have this right. You have a right to go to your representatives. You have a right to email them. You have a right to put pressure on them to make them do what you think ought to be done. But those of us who are not sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and those of us who don't go to Washington, D.C. for a living, those of us that are just hanging out like you and me, and we're trying to lead our lives every day, and we're trying to make things work for us, if we continually stay at each other's throats, man, we're not going to go anywhere. That's number one. And there's a difference between being at each other's throats and exchanging ideas.
And I agree with that, and I think that the conversation you and I are having right now shows that, you know, people can sit down and talk, but, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's ironic. I'm one of those people who have done better in the last 8 years. My life has vastly improved in 8 years.
Well, see, mine hasn't. Mine's gone exactly the opposite.
You know, so I understand the country has some problems. I mean, I've taken my money out of the stock market and put it in bonds. I don't plan to invest for a few years, and you know, but my life has vastly improved. So.
Well, do you realize that some people don't even have the money to do that?
I understand that, but, you know, in the same respect, yeah, I've worked hard in 8 years, too.
Well, nobody said, look, nobody expects anybody to get something for nothing, okay? I mean, if they expect somebody to get something for nothing, they're fooling themselves. But what we can do is we can make it so that an economic tide causes all the boats to rise, not just one boat to rise. And if you care about your community, if you care about your neighbors, if you care about your country, you care about your state, then you want the best for it. And, for instance, the example of, well, we can't have expanded health care for children. Now, we're talking about kids here. We're not talking about somebody who's 22 years old or 25 years old or 40 years old who wants to sit home and smoke a blunt, drink wine, and listen to music. And there are some people doing that. There are also some people who are out there busting their humps, working two and three jobs trying to get by. But we're talking about kids here. Now, what are our choices? Our choices are turn our backs on them and say, well, we're not going to pay for this. What kind of citizens do they grow up to be? And it costs us in the long run because their poor health drives up insurance rates and pulls from the public pool of money. So doesn't it make sense to get that on the front end instead of having to worry about it on the back end?
No, that's a good point. And, you know, not, and, you know, I'm so far right that, you know, I think Pat Buchanan's a flaming lefty. But, you know,
don't pick on Pat Buchanan. I love it.
But, you know, there are things that can be done and should be done. So, I mean, we need someone in there, too, that's going to take a look at programs that don't work. Things that we're spending money on that are frivolous.
Which Obama says he's going to do. He's going to cut the programs that don't work, and he's going to get rid of the ones that frankly shouldn't be there.
Some of these, though, are so entrenched, and they have so much, so many people are invested in them. You know, I don't know if he, you know, I honestly believe that President-elect Obama is a sincere man. He wants to help bring about change, but I don't think he realizes that it's not going to be that easy.
No, I think
goes up there and says it doesn't make it true.
No, but if you listen to what he said the other night and what he said all along is he said it's not going to be easy. And let me drop one quick one on you before I go to get traffic.
Okay.
How much money do you think that this government spends in PR agencies?
Oh, millions.
All right. Why do we need them?
To get the message out there.
Well, because we don't need them, and we should get rid of them. Because it's a waste of money. Frank, thanks, man.
All right, thank you, Jay. I enjoy your show.
Call anytime.
All right, bye.
8:52, 52 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Spank Whitey Turk.
Jay, thank you. 25, still just the busiest part of our drive right now for the southbounders from 70 past Spear and for your northbounders from the Bridges area from basically Washington Street up to Alameda. Otherwise, we're looking like we put a wrap on this morning's commute pretty early. Also, speeds in the 40s, maybe the 50s, westbound 36 at Sheridan. Also on southbound 225 from Parker Road as you approach the Denver Tech Center, but that usually a little bit behind. Also, winter driving conditions in the high country, chain laws in effect eastbound over Vail Pass, also going to be slick, wet, and slushy in both directions between Loveland Ski Area and Vail. Chains also required for semis for eastbounders between Silverthorne and the Eisenhower Tunnel. Also look out for high winds up there between Floyd Hill and Georgetown. Also on the eastern side on 76 between Fort Morgan, Sterling, and Julesburg. Your forecast, partly cloudy and windy. Some of these winds could produce gusts up to 40 miles an hour. High should be in the upper 40s. Right now, 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic for the new Sausage Biscuit Dippers. Three mini sausage biscuits served with a side of warm country.
I give my wife gold because I know that it makes her feel special.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Larry Young, talks about why only gold is treasured.
I can tell her that I love her, but when I give her that little box and she opens it up, actions speak louder than words.
From classic to contemporary, only Jared offers five times the selection of truly distinctive gold jewelry, with prices from under $50 to over $1,000.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
How to teach old Christmas lights a new trick. Step 1. Demand a 90% energy savings from your old lights. Step 2. Ignore their protests. Step 3. Go to the Home Depot this Saturday and Sunday only. Trade your old lights, working or not, for $3 off a strand of new LED lights that do use up to 90% less energy. Step 4. Think, hey, what a neat trick.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid November 8th to 9th in U.S. only. Limit 5 per customer. See store for details.
Smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-322-3799 today. 1-800-322-3799. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-322-3799 now.
8:55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Yeah, I could talk about Rocky's Autos and all the great vehicles they have, the hundreds of vehicles in stock, clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. And I could talk about all the other things they've got going on, like matching down and want to see your trade. And they'll show you the book on any vehicle you're looking at. But I want to take some time to talk about this. Operation Freebird is coming up November the 15th. And it's really a very special day at Rocky's. It's when they help people who are in need of help have a good Thanksgiving by giving away free turkeys. And then the other thing that goes on out there is all kinds of stuff for the community. It's one of the biggest events in Adams County, and it's really great. And it shows Rocky's commitment to the community. And I'm going to be there on November the 15th, and we're going to have kind of a unique AM 760 thing going on. So I want to invite you to join me November the 15th at Rocky's. Please come by and say hello, and let's, you know, swap some stories back and forth. Rocky's Autos, Monday through Saturday, 9 until 8, 63rd and Federal.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget. Chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Somewhere Keith Moon is living again. 8:57, 57 minutes after the hour. What? John?
Hey, you know, Keith Moon...
Keith Moon what?
Keith Moon hit on my mom in an airplane. She didn't even know who he was.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And he's like, you know, I'm with the Who. She's like, Who? And this is a true story. Had no idea who he was. He's flying from, like, Denver to Portland or something.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was your mom single at the time?
No, she was married to my father. Yeah.
And he tried to hit on her?
Yeah.
He was coming on.
Maybe they were dating. Maybe they weren't married yet. I got to go back and check the years, but because it was basically right before Moon died. Just like
yesterday. John could have been rich, folks, but fate put its fickle finger in.
Anyhow, I love my dad. I wouldn't trade my dad for anything in the world.
Now, well, I'll trade your dad for my dad, my stepfather. Matter of fact, I'd like to trade my stepfather to the Mariana Islands. That's what I'd like to do. But I'll put a pillow over his head first. Open phones coming up next on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll talk about anything.
60 Minutes to CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Grodin.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation. The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Shump, owner of the brand new Shump BMW. Now, we've all heard that luxury has an address, so I wanted to be sure you all knew that now performance and the ultimate driving machine, BMW, have a new address as well. Of course, I'd argue that luxury's moved in with performance and the ultimate driving machine, BMW, and that they are now roommates. So we'd like to invite you to come visit our new home. Now open the all-new Shump BMW, Lucent Boulevard, just north of C-470 at Plum Valley Lane. Our new home has been over 3 years in the planning, and we're excited to show it to you. So feel free to come take a peek. We think you'll agree that luxury, performance, and the ultimate driving machine, BMW, make great roommates. In fact, you might decide you'd like to move in with us. The all-new Shump BMW, 1190 Plum Valley Lane, Lucent Boulevard, just north of C-470, or at shump.com. Thanks.
Turn to the left.
with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. An autumn chill fell at stores across the country last month. A host of retailers is reporting dismal October sales, the worst in decades. Retail sales analyst Ken Perkins isn't sugarcoating the situation.
Bleak, dim. There really isn't a lot positive coming out of these numbers. The impact of the financial crisis really hit. Business just went south quickly in the month of October.
In another dismal report, the Labor Department says the number of Americans receiving long-term jobless benefits has surged to a high not seen since early 1983. The waiting days of a long, tough recession. And the Labor Department says worker productivity continues to shrink, growing at an annual rate of just over 1% during the third quarter. That's down from 3.3% during the previous 3 months. In Washington this morning, the White House says that automakers are now able to apply for government loans from the Energy Department. Car sales have been sputtering, and Detroit's automakers are in the Capitol to meet with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
What the auto companies seek is a bridge loan to get them through till 2010 when savings from cutbacks kick in and sales are expected to improve. Dave Cole from the Center for Auto Research says they are very close to turning it around.
We're at the edge of a very good period in the industry, but you've got to get to that period. You've got to get to the future, and that's the problem that the industry has right now.
Cole's agency predicts an industrial cataclysm if the government doesn't act. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
President-elect Barack Obama today begins receiving daily intelligence briefings as part of the transition, and Mr. Obama is working on building the framework for his administration. Former Bush Chief of Staff Andrew Card says the hard work is just beginning.
There's an awful lot of work that has to be done, and he's going to need a lot of briefings. And the good news is that the sitting president will make sure he gets those briefings in time to be able to take that baton and run with it on January 20th, 2009.
This is Steve Futterman in Phoenix. McCain aides here claim that Sarah Palin spent huge sums of money on clothes and other items, not just for herself, but for her husband and children. News reports claim that Palin was initially told by McCain aides to buy a handful of suits. She was given a budget of around $20,000, but the aides say Palin went on a spending spree, going way over budget. Earlier documents indicated Palin spent $150,000. The new reports say it was much more than that.
There is new research indicating the strain of tuberculosis known as extensively drug-resistant TB is growing more common and is deadlier than previously believed. XDR-TB first came to the attention of health officials in 2006, but CBS News medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook says Americans shouldn't get carried away.
It's reason for concern. Infectious disease experts are all over this and are concerned, but it's nothing for the public to panic about.
A Pakistani official says 7 people have died and 30 have been wounded in a suspected suicide bombing at a meeting of tribal leaders in the border areas near Afghanistan. This is CBS News.
At Ace, people are lining up to talk to Santa's helpers for help fixing things up around the house.
Hi, we have a lot of people coming by over the holidays and a lot of things to fix. My house will be ready. This is my reputation we're talking about.
No problem. Now through Monday, buy a Zircon stud sensor on sale for $9.99 or Ace Royal Paint starting at $19.99 a gallon. Ace, the holiday helpful place. Sale price is good at participating Ace Hardware stores while supplies last. See store for details.
Guys, bigger is better. Right now at the men's store inside JCPenney, it's the biggest sale of them all. Everything is on sale. The entire men's department on sale. All the brands you trust, like Dockers, Levi's, St. John's Bay, Izod, and Stafford. All shirts, pants, jeans, jackets, dress clothing, even socks and underwear. All of it. If you can wear it, it's on sale right now at the biggest sale of them all. The men's store makes it easy to get in, find it, and get out. JCPenney.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. With the Democrats' big night Tuesday, has Colorado gone from a red to a blue state? Governor Bill Ritter says it's neither.
The unaffiliated voters, the moderate Republicans and moderate Democrats, at the end of the day, they're the people who decide this, and they want pragmatic, you know, solution-driven leadership.
Ritter says voters want politicians willing to work across party lines. If he didn't get a Rocky or a Denver Post with President-elect Barack Obama on the cover, it's not too late. The Denver newspaper agency reprinting both in a commemorative issue that's available today.
It doesn't happen very often, but it's not unusual in our business when there's a major event of historic importance that people want to have the souvenir value of it.
The agency's Jim Nolan says you can get the papers at various locations around the metro area, as well as the front desk of the agency at Broadway and Colfax. Looks as though downtown Denver gets another office tower between Tremont Street and Glen Arm Place, behind Denver Pavilions. Experts say it'll be 34 stories, a two-story lobby, and two levels of underground parking, along with 26 floors of offices. Finally, 11,223 votes for Obama, 11,223 votes for McCain. That's Garfield County, Colorado, an exact tie. Glenwood Springs is the county seat there. They'll count provisional ballots, and that'll probably break that tie. Broncos-Browns tonight by the lake in Ohio, kickoff at 6:15. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Northbound I-25 still a bit slow as you're trying to make your way from the tech center towards downtown, especially right around Broadway. There's also some leftover heavy pockets on the turnpike. We're seeing speeds get back to normal on both 225 and 6th Avenue. Going to be slick and snow-covered in spots on I-70 at the higher elevations. So there's a surface street
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-504-6985.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-504-6985. That's 1-800-504-6985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Victimized by management. I'm victimized by the weather. I'm victimized by my own health because I haven't kept up my health savings account. I'm victimized by this, and I'm victimized by that. I am the ultimate victim.
Ultimate martyr. J. Martyr.
I should book myself on talk shows if you'd like to talk to the ultimate victim. Because you guys can't believe the stuff we get. You, too, can have the inventor of the Vegematic. 25 holiday gifts not to get your kids. We could put that on the radio, right? One of the things we used to do back in the 80s in talk radio, we don't do it now, and I wouldn't want to do it now, but I used to do it back then, because we all have a dark side, so this used to appeal to my dark, angry side. Is they have this magazine. I haven't seen this magazine in a long time, but it used to come out, and it used to have all these guests that you could book. And the guests were all pushing these ridiculous things. I mean, things that were totally lame. I mean, I'm reaching around in my brain here to try to figure out what it is that they would have. Like 1,000 ways to make your Easter better. Stuff like that. Does that magazine still come out that books guests for you?
Yeah, RTR.
Do you have one handy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Turk's got to let you in on this. All right, here's a little behind the scenes Well, that sounded announcy, didn't it? A little behind the scenes. But here's a little view of the kind of stuff that these people push, okay? That's ridiculous. That you'd never want to put this stuff on the radio. Okay, give us some examples of this, John.
How to avoid the biggest food safety issues when preparing Thanksgiving dinner. Interviews available. The secrets of home rehabbers and contractors revealed. Interview the psychic detective who solves homicides, missing persons, and cold cases.
Yeah, right.
How to protect your child from the bully's new playground.
I mean, there's
some serious stuff in here every once in a while. You find something that's pretty good. But
it's like, oh, come on.
Wearing sexy high heels doesn't have to be murder on your feet. Inventor reveals 10-minute secret to soothe and beautify tootsies.
All right, let's book that person on immediately.
You know, I mean, some of these might be just kind of fun. Like, you take an hour, we can just book some of these crazy...
This leads up to my story. So what we would do is...
How multitasking is killing us.
All right, so what we would do is, here's what we would do. We'd get somebody out of one of these books, like the cod liver oil salesman. Okay, like, cod liver oil makes improves your sex life, right?
Right.
And he would be thinking, you know, the cod liver oil sales guy would think, oh, man, I'm going to get on this show, and I'm going to push my product, and they're going to interview me, and everything's going to be fine. Then when the guy gets on, you play along with him for like 7 or 8 minutes. So what are the health benefits of cod liver oil? How do they process and make this stuff? And then you get about 10 minutes in the interview, then you slowly start to turn. And you start turning on the guy. What do you mean? And then, when you're about 20 minutes into the interview, then you're screaming at him and cross-examining him.
The point where they hang up.
What do you mean? Is this the FDIA? Has the FDIA approved this? You just get on him? Yeah, exactly. And then they hang up. They just quit because they can't take it. Because you're like beating the crap out of them on the air.
Yeah.
That's sick behavior. But listen.
Fun radio.
Well, back in the old days, that's the dark side of you. You know, did you pull that kind of stuff off on the air? That you book these people on?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And then they send these out like twice a month, and each one is about 50 pages of guest ideas.
Yeah. So the idea was that when there was nothing going on in the news cycle, or if you just wanted to vary up the show, you would book on crackpots and then beat them up.
Millions are at risk. Why Thanksgiving turkey can kill you.
Oh.
No joke, man.
My favorite guest of all time, which I never had on the air, but I saw somebody do this on his television show, was the late Joe Pine, who booked on a woman. Now, you got to remember this, and maybe Turk, you're too young to remember this, but you remember the hair dryers that used to have, like, the hair dryer unit, and then a hose would come out of it, and then it would attach to like a shower cap type device. Do you remember those?
Yep.
Okay, he has this woman on who claims she could talk to God through a hair dryer. It's like, okay.
Oh, yeah,
and then she turned it on, and she'd be like, oh, Lord, and she'd start talking to him. I mean, that kind of stuff is just, like, priceless. And we don't have that anymore in radio. We don't have it anymore in TV. Nobody will take a gamble of doing that. Like, I'd like to go to a local television show, a television station here. But I don't think any of them would do this. But I would love to do this. I'd like to have a show on between midnight and 5 in the morning where you would do nothing but show old movies and book on weird guests and do the show from weird locations.
You know what seems to be the flavor of the day, though, looking through this and just all the emails I get? Life coaches.
Yeah, that is a big thing.
I mean, a huge thing.
Yeah, it is. Well, personal health and well-being is a huge
thing.
But wouldn't you love to do that? Like, you'd host the movie theater thing. You'd host the movie show from, say, like the lit lot at Rockies or something. Or... at the train station, or wherever. And then show old movies, old black and white films.
Yeah, you know, black and white films aren't really my thing, but...
No, but you could have a good time with them, because they're all, you know, kind of campy, and you could book guests on, have bands in there to play.
Right.
Talk to people. Wouldn't that be a great idea? Instead of, like, the overnight programming they run now, which is basically boring.
Or the weekend programming.
Well, I don't know what television runs on the weekends, because I don't ever watch. What are they? I mean, they run sports, right?
Well, a lot of it is infomercials, you know.
Oh, you mean all nights and stuff?
Yeah. When there's networks going up against sports, they run basically infomercials all day long.
Some of those infomercials...
You won't find a serious program going opposite Denver Bronco football in Denver.
Okay, but some of those infomercials are pretty amusing.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get that worked up over a Ginsu knife?
I don't know.
And they sit there and have these, like, serious conversations about things. Or the people who are hosting. And it's always people who had, like, some kind of acting or show business career. And now they don't have anything. Right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, they're one step away from the Hollywood unemployment office. So they're on there, and they're like, really? Is that how you make that cheese dish? That's very, very interesting. Mmm, does that taste good? And they're on there hawking this stuff.
ITVO a...
Is that your phone?
Yeah, ITVO a cooking show every day.
Well, but those are different. I'm not talking about cooking shows. I'm talking about shows that are on at like 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you know they're pushing you a product.
Right. QVC.
Well, QVC is kind of like a home shopping type thing. I'm talking about like when you turn on... you know, the Speed Network, say, for instance, at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're pushing some product.
Some kind of fuel additive?
Jeez. Well, it doesn't have to be a fuel additive. It could be whatever it is. And people people are like, you know, standing around, they're demonstrating something, and they're acting all like they're really interested. And you just know by looking at them, look, they just want the check and want to go home. Oh, and then the other good show is, have you ever seen this one? On the shopping network, I think it's the NBC shopping network. Have you ever seen the guy on there who sells watches? Now, we only have five of these left. Only five of these left. These are unique. He's demonstrating. He's looking. These are unique sapphire crystal, and we only got five of these left. Now, you want to ask, when you call our operators, you want to ask for number 822, number 823, and number 829. And we've only got 5 minutes left. And then, of course, the home shopping network and all that stuff. Would they put the collars on? Have you heard that, when they do that? When they put the collars on?
That's really bad.
Let's go to Betsy in Manitoba, Florida. Betsy, what kind of deal did you get on these zirconian diamond rings? Well, you know, I called the shopping network, and I did it. And they do all that whole thing? That is bizarre. I always wanted to call the shopping network and get on as Rob from Aurora. And then as soon as they got me on, I wanted to scream the F-bomb at the top of my lungs and see if it would make it and not get beeped out. That shows you what an intelligent guy I am, right? I'm easy to amuse. I'm like my parrot at home, Bill. I'm just easy to keep amused. All right. Should we get back to... do some traffic and then get back to calls and do serious radio?
Sure. That was a pretty random segment, but that was fun.
No, instead of my ridiculous media critique. You know, but that would make a great book. 100 odd television shows that you've never seen. Ones that run like at 3 o'clock in the morning. And have you ever seen that guy who's got that slick back black hair? Who screams? Have you seen him?
No, huh?
The guy who he pushes the orange scented cleanser that you spray, the cleaning thing.
Haven't seen him.
And you get this. You get this. And it's all for an $800 call.
Yeah, $800 value. Three installments of $37.99.
Yeah. And he gets into all that thing.
Yeah.
I'd like to have him on the show. Think we can get him?
Yeah, if you give me a name for him, I'll find him.
Let's get him on. Let him yell that stuff out over the phone. I think it'd be great. 919, 19 minutes after 9. Your call's coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John with traffic.
Our only blip on the radar right now, Jay, is that southbound closure of University at Bellevue. That's where we had an early structure fire involving a house, a 16,000-square-foot home there. So you're going to see some police activity and some fire activity there. Also, a little sluggish on 25 in a couple areas for northbounders from the Washington Street Bridge up to Alameda and for southbounders after I-70 as you approach Spear Boulevard. Also, a little busy on the turnpike for westbounders from Sheridan up to Church Ranch. And if you're using the high country roads today, I-70 will be slick, wet, and slushy in spots between Loveland Ski Area and Vail. Also got some chain restrictions up there for commercial vehicles. Your forecast mix.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Life's special moments are magnified when you celebrate at Disney Parks. That's why Orbitz is giving you a chance to win a celebration vacation for four to Walt Disney World or Disneyland Resort. Experiences like spending a night in the Cinderella Castle Suite or the Disneyland Dream Suite could be yours. Tell us what you'll celebrate at Orbitz.com/Disney. And if you win, hey, maybe even take the kids along.
Visit Orbitz.com/Disney for details. Official rules, residency, eligibility restrictions. No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and where prohibited. Has 11-23 weight. Must be 18 or older.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
So let's set the record straight. First of all, Comcast high-speed internet is fast. Faster than the basic DSL package Quest offers. And when downloading larger files like video, pictures, or music, you'll tap into our Power Boost feature, up to 12 megabits per second. And you'll get more extras like McAfee security software for peace of mind and Rhapsody Radio Plus,
letting you create your own custom radio station.
What extras does Quest offer? Well, they make you sign a long-term contract. Does that count? If you want fast speed, not fast talk, get Comcast high-speed internet today and get a free speed upgrade for 3 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer with subscription to 6-meg plan. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Speed comparisons between Quest 1.5-meg DSL and Comcast 6-meg plan. Call for details. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Here I am, 760 Progressive Talk, 8:46. Do you want me to read these emails now, or John, do you want me to read them now, or do you want to... let's take some calls, and then I'll read them. 303-713-7600. Here's Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, first off, let me offer my condolences to you at the Survivor Championship. You know, if that fuel hose hasn't been drug out before, you'd have won.
Yeah, thank you very much. You had to rub it in, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
But you know what? But Felipe Massa came in second.
Yeah, I know. And I think it was a good battle for the whole year, and both again Ferrari and McLaren all over it. So.
All right, but wait a minute. Before we get on to serious business about politics, just let me ask you this one question.
Okay.
What do you think about Sebastian Vettel?
Well, you know, that's got a nice Ferrari motor in it, that car. And, you know, even though it's not Scuderia, I think they're coming along.
Well, how about
he's going to go next year? That's the thing.
Yeah, how about him as a driver?
Well, yeah, I think he's an awesome driver. I think if he has the right machine under him, and who knows, I don't know how long his contract is, and I don't know if he's going anywhere next year in the shakeup. So, who knows, he could wind up being at number two at McLaren. You know, it's hard to say.
You know, I just had a great idea, but I think 99% of the audience would reject it, but we should just do it anyway, right? Let's get in touch with the Speed Channel and try to get David Hobbs on here.
I think that'd be an interesting interview to as long as he kind of, you know, you're like me. I'm not a NASCAR roundy rounder.
But David Hobbs doesn't deal in NASCAR. He only deals in sports car racing.
I know.
And F1.
And I understand that, but I don't want to get it into a racing situation to where it follows anything but the world champion.
No, but I won't. But I won't. But I wouldn't allow that to happen.
Okay, cool.
All right, how about Bob Varsha? How about Bob Varsha if we can't get Hobbs?
What's that?
How about Bob Varsha if we can't get Hobbs?
Well, I don't know. I think my phone's breaking up, but can you still get me?
I can get you. Okay, go ahead and go on the serious stuff.
Okay. I was listening to CNBC this morning on my XM, and I just wanted to bring to your attention, Jack Vogel, who's the founder of Vanguard Funds, was on there with a bunch of the other investor class. And they're already talking about the fact that they know they're going to have to pay higher taxes. All right, they've already succumbed to this fact. What gets me about this whole thing is they could have done this years ago, and we wouldn't be in the problems that we're in now, and as in debt as we are now. All right, and there's this greed factor that has been instilled in everybody that it's like, get the dollar, screw everybody else, it doesn't matter. And it's all about profit. When I heard Jack Vogel come on and say, yes, I think everybody's got to pay more taxes, I'm willing to pay more taxes. The reason they're willing to right now is they don't want to see the American dream go down the tubes like it did in the 30s. And I'm just surprised that they're coming to this decision now in their own minds that, yes, they have to give back now after all the damage has been done. You know, they've already run with the money. And what gets
But wait a minute, though. I don't think you're being fair because they're not in charge of public policy. I mean, that's not their fault.
Well, and I agree. I agree. And don't get me wrong. The system as far as that was set up by Bush and all through the Reagan years, basically in itself, this deregulation, these lower taxes led to the situation that we're in right now. And it is pretty much instilling on these people's part who made all this money to recognize that they were a part of the problem. And for them not to speak up after they've collected, I mean, they're just going through and collecting money. And they're basically saying, hey, if this is the way the program is, then we'll take advantage of the program. And for them not to step up and say, wait a minute, we're going to have a problem here. You know, they're at fault as well, too. Okay? And I think everybody in the situation is. Now, they're talking about already that they're going to need more regulation. And I'm very happy to hear them say that in this situation. And they're willing to accept government regulation instead of the self-regulation that was supposed to be implied by them, as Greenspan said, I'm totally surprised. You know, they knew that they had a way to be able to rob the system, and they did. And now, even if the regulation...
Yeah, but see, I don't totally agree with you. I don't totally agree with you about that they had a way to rob the system. I think they had a way to make money out of the system. I think that they had a way to profit out of it, and it might have been profiting unfairly, but look, if they're willing to come forward and say, all right, we realize the country's in a crisis, and we realize that we have trouble, and we got to help overcome these problems, and we're willing to do it, then you gotta give him praise for that. I mean, you gotta give him praise for coming into reality.
I give him praise for it now after the fact, which is okay, but think about it. For many, many years, these people have come through and taken advantage of this system. They're not going to get taxed on any of this money they've already made. It's going to be all new investments that they're going to have to pay the higher taxes on. So, yes, they have basically taken advantage of the system, and they're like, okay, you know, I've got my $8-9 billion in the bank that I cleaned up on, and I don't have to worry about it, whether it be in cash, whether it be in gold, whatnot. And they're still playing the market in commodities themselves on something that's secure, whether it be bonds or whatnot. They're not going to reinvest this money into the system, all right, to create jobs. They've already got their money and they've run.
No, I don't totally believe that. I think that they will. I think that they will, because anytime they see that there's a chance that they can make money in one sense or another, I think that they'll take it. So I think that you gotta balance this out and leave them some market incentives, as well as fix things. The simple answer to all of this is this, that you can't do it, I can't do it, and nobody else can do it. We can't live off credit cards, and the federal government can't live off credit cards, and that's what the federal government has been doing, and now the bill has come due, and we're going to have to square it. We're going to have to square it out, and we're going to have to do it, and everybody is going to have to pay to some degree or another. Now, the guy who called up and said about government programs that don't work and that are inefficient and bloat, yeah. I mean, I don't think you have to be a Republican, Democrat, or whatever to say, yeah, let's definitely get rid of it. Like, I don't see why the federal government has to spend so much money on PR agencies. I don't think that they need it. I really don't. So I think that, you know, that they should go through and blow all that stuff out. I would take a good look at, for instance, money spent with defense contractors and that kind of thing.
Well, I think what I'm driving at is to put our country back on an even keel in itself. What a lot of these people are worried about are these investments in infrastructure in itself by the government, which, of course, will eventually is going to raise the national debt, which is, you know, we're going to have to do it. It's okay by me that it gets done. But if these private investors do not put their money, and I'm very impressed with Warren Buffett putting $5 million back, or $5 billion back into Goldman Sachs to try and get the money flowing again too, and bring some liquidity in itself to Goldman Sachs, which hopefully would help. And he's a stellar man for doing that. He's a great example. But a lot of these people aren't going to do that.
Well, they're not going to do it, but you know what? There are a lot of people who are. And once again, let's not be cynical. I'm not saying that we should be naive, but let's not be cynical. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Let's see how it plays out. And let's, for once in our lives, count on people's, on the good side of people, not the bad side of people, and see what goes on. Dave, let's talk about what we can do, not what we can't do, and go down that road. And let's see what happens. That's all I'm saying.
I agree, and I think that that's where you're going to see the investment by government in the infrastructure, and that's what's going to put this country back on the even keel, and then eventually then you will probably see the private investor come back in when he knows it's safe, but not until that time.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't specialize in that, so I don't know. All I can do is say that what I said before, which is we have a problem, we've got to tackle it, and we can't look, you know, we can't drag our feet on this. We got to get going, and we should take Barack Obama as an example, who fought a hard 2-year campaign to become president of the United States. And is he taking any time off? No. He was working yesterday.
I know.
And he's working today. And he's been working on things for some time. So we should take the same example of leadership and get ourselves physically and mentally in the mood, but, you know, get ourselves mentally in the mood to be able to handle these challenges and to be handle the tough decisions and some of them that are going to be painful that are coming down the pike, and
Very painful, actually.
Let's not be nervous Nellies. Let's just get it done. We have nothing to fear but fear itself, man.
Oh, I agree.
All right, Dave, thanks.
It's more of an encouragement to get these people to reinvest than anything else.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if they'll do it or they won't do it. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, man.
9:34, 34 minutes after the hour. Traffic.
Jay, traffic is really good right now around the metro. Just residual jams on northbound 25 from the Washington Street Bridge up to Alameda, but that's all I see on the radar on our highways anyway. Still working a closure in Inglewood, southbound University there at Bellevue. Had an early fire there with a 16,000-square-foot house. So that has created some mess this morning. Southbound University closed at Bellevue. In the high country, got some slick, wet, and slushy conditions in both directions of I-70 between Loveland Ski Area and Vail. Do have some chain laws in effect. Eastbound over Vail Pass, also between Floyd Hill and Georgetown, working a high wind advisory. And to the east of us on I-76 near Fort Morgan, Sterling, and Julesburg, also got a high wind advisory out there. Your forecast, partly cloudy, windy. Some of these winds could produce gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Highs today should be in the upper 40s. Right now, 42 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
WAMU is now a part of Chase. Open a WAMU free checking account today and get free image style checks and free ATM.
Ah, tis the season for the Christmas shop at Walmart, with shatterproof ornaments for $5 and unbeatable prices on pre-lit trees, tree skirts, trimmings, wreaths, LED lights, and all things holiday. You'll get the Christmas you've always wanted.
Visit the Christmas shop in the garden center at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Walmart will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Expo, sponsored by Chevrolet's Fuel Solutions Division and AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. With winter just around the corner, Slow is your resource for green businesses ready to equip your home with eco-friendly windows, insulation, and heating. Visit the Slow online booths for Bestway Insulation, K&H Home Solutions, Heat Exchange, and Elite Sun Solutions at AM760.net. Support like-minded businesses with like-minded goals.
Hi, my name is Chris.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Sharon.
I'm a landscaper.
I run a salon. I just launched a gift shop.
Since I put an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages, business is up.
Way up. There's no better way to get business up than with an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages or on superpages.com.
Every time we place an ad,
traffic goes up. And we've given your customers even more reason to pick up the Verizon Yellow Pages with coupons, special offers, and great discounts.
Sales are definitely looking up.
Plus, by advertising on superpages.com, you'll reach more people who are searching for a business like yours.
Calls are up.
So talk with one of our sales representatives. They can design you a customized advertising program, including our Solutions Direct Mail products. That's downright uplifting. The Verizon Yellow Pages, superpages.com, and Solutions Direct Mail, where life is looking up.
For more information on advertising in the Verizon Yellow Pages and superpages.com, please call 303-731-6266. Verizon Yellow Pages, where life is looking up.
Piano Emporium is quitting business. Save now during the liquidation of Colorado's largest selection of pianos. All inventory must be liquidated regardless of loss. Dealers are welcome. Piano Emporium, 2 blocks east of Sheridan on 44th Avenue. Call 303-477-5348.
Hang with the high-performance cars and trucks? Then check out the Gearhead Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11. With Don Cypher and John Rush on AM760. If you want the latest high-performance news and information, then don't miss the Gearheads. Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on AM760.
What was that guy's name? Billy
Mays.
Billy Mays is the guy's name who shouts and screams about the cleaner.
As seen on TV.
Yeah, he's the guy that does it.
Yeah, we got a link sent to us via instant message of the top 10 Billy Mays commercials. You got to check that out, Jay.
Oh, go check one out and see if you can get the audio up on them. 9:38, 38 minutes after the hour here, AM760, Progressive Talk, back to the phones here. And we'll go to Terry in... Oh, I'm sorry, Teresa in Lafayette has been hanging on. Teresa, I'm sorry, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is actually Jennifer in Loveland.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Robert in Miami. But go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to call today and just to talk about how I feel like the Democratic Party kind of offered up gay people as sacrificial lambs this election season. kind of didn't want to remind anyone about us, didn't want to get those crucial swing voters upset. And, you know, with the ban on gay marriage ballot measures passing in Arizona, Florida, California, and Arkansas banning gay couples adopting children, I really hope that people don't forget that there are still millions of Americans who are tax-paying, law-abiding citizens who still are not treated equally in our country. And that's just a big deal for me, and I feel like I got kind of thrown to the wayside this year.
Yeah, I understand that, but I would give you the same argument that I gave the guy on immigration earlier, and that is a lot of those issues weren't part of the campaign because right now people are economically struggling to hang on, and everybody is going through economic pain, and when you have that going on, the tendency is always to address the big issue of the moment, and the big issue of the moment would have either turned out to have been the war in Iraq, or it would have turned out to have been the economy, or possibly as a third, healthcare. But healthcare is linked into the economy. So what you end up doing is you end up with all these people getting laid off and things going south, then that's naturally what the majority of people want to hear. So that takes the top of the agenda. Now, the statewide referendums in California, which is probably making the most news, and in the other states, that would be something that you would hear a lot about if you were living in California or in Arkansas or in one of those other states. You would hear a lot about it if you were living there, just like we heard a lot about the amendments here that were on the ballot. But as far as the nationally goes, that's not the Democratic Party that's doing that, and it's not Barack Obama that's doing it. And Barack Obama has mentioned, and I've heard him mention, as a matter of fact, when I went to see him speak, I believe it was at Civic Center Park, and it might have been in Pueblo, where he talked about all people, gay and straight. But the thing is that he's got this huge, daunting task in front of him, and he's got a lot of people who are going to say he can't do it. And there are a lot of naysayers, because there's a lot of cynicism out there. But he's got to address this problem of the economy.
Well, I understand that. I certainly understand that because I'm struggling in the economy, too. But, I mean, as far as the national level goes, if you look back to the vice presidential debate and Glenn Ifill asked about gay marriage, and basically the end result of that was everyone saying, well, they have the same stance on the issue. And, you know, that was really a convenient way to kind of shut everyone up, and that obviously is not the case. They are for civil union.
Wait a minute. I have to disagree with you. I don't think that they said that everybody has the same.
Well, they did.
Biden
kind of maneuvered their tail end into a corner, and then Glenn Ifill jokingly at the end said, okay, well, you have the same stance.
Because she says it isn't true, and there were nuances between those things, and Barack Obama came straight out and said what he thought.
Well, it was Joe Biden, and yes, there are nuances, but you know the end result was millions of Americans went, oh well, I guess maybe they do have the same stance. But I mean, just my point is that when there is basic inequality for any human being, as far as I'm concerned, that should be one of the top priorities, because if you don't treat every citizen with equality and respect, then you have no base to build on. And I understand there are a lot of issues going on, but I just wanted to remind everyone that we're still out here.
I don't think anybody's forgotten that. And I understand what you're saying because it's a central core issue to you, and I understand that. But it's very hard. Once again, I'm going to tell you this: it's very hard to make that argument and to bring that topic up when you've got somebody who is trying to figure out how to stay in their home, or they've been pink slipped out of their gig. They've lost their job. And the fact of the matter is that we're going through this, and that's got to, once again, I'm going to say it, it's got to take top priority. And there are those people out there who believe that you should have the same legal rights, but that you shouldn't have the right to get married. That's something I happen to disagree with, but I know that was brought up because I saw the debates and I listened to them. But what I'm telling you is that, yes, your situation is unjust and wrong, but right now your situation is dwarfed by what's going on over the economy, and that we have to get this fixed.
Well, and yeah, I mean, I agree, but I just don't think that we should just shove it to the side.
But nobody's talking. But look, nobody's talking about shoving it to the side. But look, imagine this, okay? Imagine this. You're on a boat, okay?
Okay.
The kitchen in the on the boat, you're cooking something. The kitchen on the boat catches fire. But you also find out that you've got a large hole in the boat and it's taking in water. Which would you choose to deal with first?
Well, I guess the water would put out the fire eventually.
Well, yeah, but
so
you don't want
boat but
you don't want the boat to sink, do you?
No, but.
Well, that's the position we're in. I mean, right now, the position we're in is that we have got to settle two key questions facing this country. We've got to settle the economy, and we've got to get out of Iraq. And those two things are going to come first. And things aren't getting shoved to the side. It's just that you have to prioritize your agenda. And right now, those two factors affect the majority of people in this country, gay, straight, or whatever, transgendered, whatever the situation is. These issues affect everybody directly, and that's why this is at the top. Those things are at the top of the pyramid, and right now, your situation is just in the middle or towards the bottom, and that'll change, but right now, this is the way it is.
Well, I hope it does change, and I understand what you're saying. I want to just reiterate that, you know, when you have people that are not considered equal human beings, that is a basis for which we make all kinds of other decisions in our country. And so I just want people to
understand
that, you know, that's all.
Well, I understand. And I think everybody's with you, but I just have to say it to you again.
People
are scared. People are freaked out. People are nervous. And they know that something needs to be done, like the stock market was down 500 points yesterday. They know that something needs to be done. So right now, where their heads are at is getting something done about that. Then we can deal with the other issues. And getting out of Iraq is also hurting us economically. And then we can deal with the other issues. You have to deal with the issues that affect the public at large. And while we have a large gay and lesbian community in this country, and I think it's great that we do, the large majority of the country is not gay and lesbian. And plus, gays and lesbians fit into this because they're Americans. And the bottom line is that we're suffering, and you've got to unwind that situation. And nobody's going to forget about you, and those struggles are not going to go away. And we're going to have further debate on those topics. But right now, we got to do what we got to do. So you shouldn't feel let down by the Democratic Party, because what's ending up happening is that both the Democrats and the Republicans, I think more so the Democrats, because we now have more power, are trying to endeavor to get this stuff figured out and fixed.
Well, I certainly hope that's the case. I mean, that's
I know
I'm looking forward to. That's all I have left is hope. So,
well, you know what? But it's better to have hope than to have nothing. I mean, it's easier to. But you know, I'm Mr. Positive Motivational Speaker today, which is stupid because I'm not that positive. But we gotta, you know, look. Every day the sun comes up, you got a chance to do something. Even if it's crawl to your front door to get your newspaper. So let's all have a little bit of faith here, and we all have our agendas. I mean, I've got mine. Okay, you know what really bugs me? Deregulation. But right now, got to let that go by the wayside to get these other things fixed.
Well, I've got to tell you, deregulation takes a sorry second to human rights. And I'm just going to be stuck on that position.
Well, you know what? I don't totally agree with you on that, because I think deregulation does have something to do with human rights. And I think it does have something to do with people's financial well-being and the quality of life, which is human rights. And
I think you're kind of crazy, Jay. I mean, that's like saying, well, racial equality should take a back burner.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yes, it is.
No,
yes,
that's not what I'm saying. You know what? All right, let me put it to you this way before, you know, and you call me crazy, and that's okay. I don't mind. But let me put it to you this way, okay? What good does it do to talk about civil rights of any kind when
people don't work, can't eat, can't hold on to their homes. We're talking about gays, lesbians, and straight people, and children who are going to be harmed. That's the number one overwhelming priority, and you can't have any of the others without that. Because if you have the other, if you let those things go and you don't address them, then you've got more mass unemployment, you've got more financial trouble, and then eventually it'll turn into domestic turmoil. You have to do something about those things. Nobody's saying that your cause has to take a back seat. What I'm saying is this covers you and everybody else in this country. It's all of us. It's our well-being, and it has to be sorted out. So all I'm saying to you is nobody's going to give up on your what you're talking about. We'll still try to push ahead with that. But right now, we got to deal with the basics, and the basics are that people's lives are being ruined here. And we got to fix it.
Well, I agree. And hopefully my life will stop being ruined shortly. And everyone else's, too.
Well, I hope so, too. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Yeah, nobody's more stronger a proponent of gay rights than I am. All right, 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk holds on to traffic.
Our only complaint in the Metro, Jay, a closure of Southbound University at Bellevue. That was due to an earlier structure fire, a 16,000-square-foot home that's sitting there just south of Bellevue. So the southbound side of University closed. Both sides were closed earlier. Northbounders moving along pretty well, but do look out for some police activity there. Also, southbound 25 going to be a little sluggish for you from Park Avenue down past Spear Boulevard. And if you're using I-70 in the high country today, do expect some winter driving conditions. Will be slick, wet, and slushy in both directions between Loveland Ski Area and Vail. Also got chain laws in effect eastbound over Vail Pass as well as over Loveland Pass. That was closed earlier today. And look out for high wind advisories between Floyd Hill and Georgetown and in the eastern end of the state along 76 near Fort Morgan, Sterling, and Julesburg. Your forecast, a mix of sun and clouds. Going to be real windy and chilly. Look for a high around 48 degrees. Currently 43 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Brought to you by Colorado State Bank and Trust. Proud to be celebrating 100 years of banking in Denver and surrounding communities. For experienced banking at its best, call 303-861-2111 or visit csbt.com. Colorado State Bank and Trust.
Smart is as smart invests. That's why the smart money is now in CDs, and there's no smarter CD than one from GMAC Bank. Now get a 12-month CD at a 4.36 annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available. Show off your CD smarts. Grow your money while protecting it from market fluctuations. Go to gmacbank.com or call 1-866-246-BANK. Open a CD with as little as $500 and start reaping the benefits. GMAC Bank. Smart, simple, safe. Member FDIC.
9:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And I want to talk to you a little bit here about Rockies. Operation Freebird is coming up November the 15th. This is a chance for Rockies to pay back the community for all the good things the community has done for Rockies. And it's the largest, one of the largest charity events in Adams County and in Denver, really. So if you haven't come to any of the Operation Freebirds, please come to the one on November the 15th. You'll see a lot of happy people as Rockies enables people to get have Thanksgiving, which they normally wouldn't be able to do. Plus, they got stuff there for the kids to do. There's all kinds of fun things. And we're going to be there. I'm going to be there at the AM 760 tent. And we got something really kind of cool that we'll show you. And I think you'll get kind of a kick out of it. Plus, we can stand around, and we don't have the constraints of the radio. I mean, we can just talk all day long. And that's coming up on November the 15th. Coming up right now at Rockies Autos is our matching down incentive. They want to see your trade-in. They'll show you the book value on any vehicle you're interested in. And, man, they have got hundreds of vehicles in stock. I mean, you'll find clean, late model, previously owned trucks, vans, and SUVs, you just can't beat it. So whatever it is you're looking for, Rockies can take care of you. And they've got brand new hours, anytime Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. But if you come close to 8, they'll take care of you. And they won't close the gate. That's Rockies Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
How to deck your halls without blowing your budget. Step 1, go to the Home Depot. Step 2, get what you need to update your home for the holidays for less. Paint, lights, area rugs, and more.
because the Home Depot has new lower prices on over 1,000 items throughout the store. Step 3. Have a happy, happy holiday.
Prepare your home for the holidays and get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through November 12th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This song has been stuck in my head all day. Jam it, Turk. Of gasoline for 38 cents a gallon and cheeseburgers for 25 cents. All right, whatever happened to Steve Miller? Is he still around? Is he doing anything? 9:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's jump to the phones. And we got a Robert in Loveland. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing?
Okay, I'm doing pretty good.
You were talking about how to bridge the two sides between conservatives and liberals, and I was going to bring up that one of the things we're really missing now is effective, impartial mediation whenever argumentative discourse occurs, that everybody that poses themselves as mediators usually has an agenda that sides with one side or the other, and we've lost that art of mediation in order to get to that level of truth regarding the debates.
Oh, I think absolutely, you're correct. I mean, I think there was no better example of that than the shoddy, terrible job that Tom Brokaw did between Bob Schaefer and Mark Udall, in which Schaefer screamed and yelled and, you know, acted like a 13-year-old child, and Tom Brokaw didn't do anything about it. He just let it go.
Oh, yeah, I agree. It was hideous what he did there. And one last point. You worked in Texas for a while, right?
Oh, all over the state, yeah.
I've never heard you mention Johnny Clyde Copeland.
Well, it's just never come up.
Does that mean you met him and you didn't get along?
No. When I worked in Texas, I wasn't doing talk radio.
Oh, okay.
I was doing country and then also top 40.
Right. I met him up in Basalt, Colorado, and I just thought he was unbelievable. Well, baby.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, I don't have that. You know, when you say Copeland to me, the only Copeland I ever think about is Cowboy Lloyd Copus, who died in an auto accident. Died in a plane crash with Patsy Cline and, now you're going to do this to me with 30 seconds left in the show. Patsy Cline, Cowboy Copus, and, this is going to haunt me forever. I can't think of who the third person was. I'll have to go look it up. All right, Robert, thanks, man.
All right, have a good one.
Let's see. Patsy Cline, Lloyd Cowboy Copus. Who was the other person that was in that airplane?
Some search engines can lead you right to dangerous links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Melissa's Google page with Yahoo and put a wild boar in her closet.
Why is my closet squealing?
Well, only Yahoo Search has McAfee protection built in to warn you of hidden dangers.
Like a pig in your closet?
Like viruses and spyware. Watch. Yahoo puts a red alert by potentially unsafe sites so you know where not to go.
That's helpful. Nice, Piggy.
Switch to Yahoo Search, the safer way to get straight to your answers at yahoo.com.
Roommates, so we'd like to invite you to come visit our new home. Now open the all-new Champ BMW, Lucent Boulevard, just north of C-470 at Plum Valley Lane. Our new home has been over 3 years in the planning, and we're excited to show it to you. So feel free to come take a peek. We think you'll agree that luxury, performance, and the ultimate driving